Well, 62-54 is a little different game than you probably expected, since they were 122-118, and we like a really fast pace also, but neither team could make a shot in the first half. They shoot 22%, we shoot 27%, and fortunately for us, we were a little more patient in the second half, got a little bit better shots and made shots. I thought Marcus was really good. I thought JP was really good in the second half. He's 0 for 6 in the first half. The second half, he's 2 for 2 and 5 assists. But I think that the guys that really gave us a lift were Luke, Desmond defensively, Bryce coming off the bench, and I think those guys really gave us something. They took a three-point lead, and Marcus gets a layup and cuts it to one. And then Steve told me as we were coming down here that we went on a pretty good run then, and it was Marcus and Bryce Kennedy had a put back in that stretch there too. But it was those guys did a nice job, but got to congratulate Holy Cross. They did some really good things. Just neither team could make a shot in the first half, and it's pretty ugly. But at the end, I liked what we did again in the second half.
What can you say about Marcus's performance?
I thought it was really good, except for I can't believe he was academic all ACC after that dumb pass in front of their bench, where he's falling out of bounds and throws it their guy for a layup. But I didn't have to say a word. He was sitting on the floor wondering, what in the world did I do that for? But he was a big-time player for us tonight. He really was. And he's our best shooter, and other guys need to work harder to help him get open. But he made some big plays for us.
How much improvement have you seen out of him as a scorer ever since he's had to kind of change his mentality?
Well, you know, he was a scorer in high school, and I like scoring point guards. Ty Lawson was a scorer. Raymond Felton was a scorer. I like scoring point guards, and I think that gives you an extra dimension, you know. Kendall Marshall was able to score, but he was such a passer that we had such threats with Harrison and Z and John that Kendall didn't look for that. But Marcus is a good scorer, but Marcus is a basketball player. He has tremendous savvy and he's good defensively. I got to try to give him more breaks where he doesn't play 36 minutes in the game, though.
After they took that three-point lead, what do you think really got that run going for you?
I think it was a steal that way Mark, I don't think it was a missed shot. I think it was a steal that Marcus got and went down and laid it up. And then we did get a stop, and Kennedy gets an offensive rebound. You know, we didn't have many, I don't know what it ended up. Yeah, 39-38, they out-rebounded us by 5 in the first half. So they were boxing us out, and we weren't getting off the box out. We didn't have any second-chance points. So that was a big play for us. I think that wasn't Kennedy's basket, the first one he gave us the lead.
Yes.
And then, you know, Bryce got some hoops during that next stretch. But I think it's just being a little more patient on the offensive end and getting a little better movement.
With who you currently have available, is there anything specific this group needs to do well or do better to kind of maximize potential?
Well, you know, the first half last Friday night, we were pretty close to maximizing our potential at that point. We didn't turn it over. We ran, we guarded, we shot it, and it went in. So we need to come closer to that performance. But I think right now it's just the mental part of it. Everybody's got to figure out what they do well and try to do that and what they do poorly and try to stay away from that. I think the game of basketball a lot of times is just play to your strengths, stay away from your weaknesses better than the other team. And if you do that, then you got a better chance. I mean, we had some open shots in the first half, but we shot them so quick. The first three possessions, we took two shots and a turnover and never made more than two passes in any of those three possessions. And that's not very good basketball.
How much of that first half offensively was just kind of a byproduct of this being the second game and guys are still kind of getting used to each other in different lineups?
Well, I'm sure that's part of it, but, you know, we practiced 31 times, so we've got to get more patience, as I said, because you can't take the first quick shot. I mean, if you move it a couple times, our first basket was a layup, but it was also the first time we passed it more than twice. And part of it is that, I'm sure, but we've got to be more disciplined about what we're doing.
Anybody else?
Will you use Bryce at the five a little more? I mean, will it be kind of situational?
Well, you know, I mispronounced his name, and I apologize. Duzinski, you know, he stepped out twice in a row and shot threes, and that was hard for Joel and Kennedy to get out there. And so Desmond has the ability to get out there, but also Bryce and James Michael might be our best scoring tandem of big guys. And so we were having problems scoring at that point, too. So it was a little bit of both, a matchup with their big guy who's going outside and then the ability to score.
Okay, thank you. We'll get the players from the lounge.